Point 15. Iglesia de Santa Comba, or St. Comba Church. It seems that O Cariño does not want us to be left without his presence or his art. So in 1737, some of the stones from his castle were used to construct the Iglesia de Santa Comba, or St. Comba Church, bell tower, which you can find in this square. We can safely say that many generations have sung and played within the ancient walls of this Gothic church since the 15th century. The Baroque altarpiece is one of the outstanding features of the interior, as well as the baptism font and the wooden Christ. Within its walls, music is used as an element of communication with God. And obviously, the parishioners would be unconsciously but deeply steeped in the knowledge of this learned music. Therefore, in a completely unintentional way, the six parish churches in this council, the chapels, the hermitages, etc., have been acting as genuine music schools for centuries, in which those who attend Mass listen to and practice modes, rhythms, adornments. In principle, these are different to the popular varieties, but nevertheless they have greatly influenced them, and of course the opposite is also true, where the popular influences the spiritual. The most common meeting point between the two styles was established by the fetes and the religious festivals such as the Festas da Guadalupe, or Guadalupe Fete, which is clearly of a Christian nature but has adopted the hymn of A Riancheira, or Woman from Riancho, sung on the last day of the feta by thousands of voices. Before we leave, admire the 16th century facade, with its plateresque decorations. On the tympanum there is a terrifying musical representation, the angels of the final judgment. As you can see, music will be present even at the end of days.